It's 7 o'clock.
Blog Talk Radio.
For you, come to help us praise the Lord. We just thank God for you. Let's go to God in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, what an honor. What an honor to come before you. To know that you're there, Lord, always for us. Thank you. We just praise you. We give you glory and all the adoration.
Thank you.
Oh, we love you, Lord.
Lord, we love you and live
you in our minds, touching every person on this prayer line. Lord, we thank you for life, health, and strength, and for restoration. Protected all of us all over the weekend. Bless us again to the prayer line. You've been longitudinously good, Lord. Thank you for all things. Bless your holy name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you. God, we just appreciate you. Appreciate you. Appreciate you, Lord. We ask that you forgive us for all sin, every sin, every sin of omission, every sin of omission. Help us to forgive those who trespassed against us. Bless you. On this prayer line, those who are sick, those who are down and out. Oh, those who need your help anyway. Bless, 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 bless,
bless.
The anointing of God touch people all on this prayer line.
My God.
Those who are moving around the prayer line, help them, Lord, cognizant of that noise that's on the line. They're making in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That's all the people everywhere. Bless them in the city. Bless them in the field. Bless they're going out. They're coming in. Every one of them. In Jesus' name. We just give you glory. We just give you honor. We just give you the praise. Now, Lord, bless our nation. We help. We need help. Help our nation. Those who in our nation, Lord, who are not following you. Find the devil. Cast him out. We give you glory for what you have already done. And glory for, Lord, binding the devil and for casting him out. Now bless everywhere. Let this be a wonderful day on the prayer line. Let people come praising you and thanking you for what you've done, for what you're going to do, and for what you're doing right now. We glory in you.
Yeah.
Lay your hand on the people, Lord. And Holy Ghost, we want to just welcome you on this line to take over, take complete control. Thou art welcome in this place. Bless, bless, bless in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, heal those who are sick.
Yes.
Those who are suffering pain right now, touch and heal and deliver in the name of Jesus. Those who have problems, God solve their problems. Fix it for them. God fix it. Fix it. We pray in the name of Jesus for the glory of God. And in the name of Jesus, we pray that while people are on this line, that you don't let them leave the same way they came. In the glorious name of Jesus and for the glory of God, we pray. Thank you for everything. Everything, God. Everything. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. And good morning to all of you who are on this line from all over the country. Thank God for you. Thank God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost that beat me on here. He was here all the time. And we praise God for you. Thank God for what the Lord did for you over the weekend and for every blessing. God is a miracle worker, and we honor and reverence him. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. I know you're there. You never sleep nor slumber.
Good morning,
Lord.
Speak
to him. Speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning. Good morning to you. And hallelujah. Thank God for you. Are y'all ready to praise the Lord?
Yes.
Can y'all hear me all right on the line?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go to the Lord and let's thank him for his goodness and kindness. Do this praise check. Where are you on your praise today? Mine is here. Lord, thank you. Thank you. God, we praise you. We exalt you. We lift you up. We give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. Come on, saints. Y'all been through this. You have all been taught everything.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything.
Thank you, Lord.
On yesterday to my church,
amen, very much receiving. Of course, they saw it all on Facebook, but it was nothing like me bringing the good news. I brought my Pastor's Hero Award and showed it to them, and oh, my God, they've heard so much about Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty and Mother Johnson and all the first prayer line. I just believe I'm going to have a good set to come with me on next year to the William Praise Convention, because their pastor and their ambassador is excited about what God is doing for me. And I just want to tell Dr. Ambassador Bernard Johnson that I thank God for the administration and the impact that he has put into my life, and because the people are hearing it and they're seeing it, and you're such a great man of God, and I want to thank you. Thank you. I've been with you a year now. I started back in June of 2013, and God has tremendously blessed me with the ministry, and I'm glad about it. And I have accepted the calling and accepted the will of the Father, and I'm going to run on with the vision, because God is birthing things through me, through the man of God. So God bless you all on this morning, and to God be the glory to every last one of you that are on this first fruit prayer line. It is a productive and encouraging and strengthening, a build up. Amen. It's been great things that has been happening to me and others on the first fruit prayer line. So I want to put that in and to share with the people of God, amen, about what good things God has done for me and through me and others on the first fruit prayer line. So I thank God for you, Dr. Ambassador Johnson, and all of the ambassadors, Ambassador Higgins, Ambassador Viper, and all the great people of God. And I certainly want to thank Dr. Mary Lacey for introducing it to me, and I thank God for her. Amen. Somebody came in my pathway and saw a tear of mine and told me I needed to get on the prayer line, and it's been history ever since then. So God bless you all, and to God be the glory. Will there be another praise report this morning? Amen. I'm sure most all of us should have been in service somewhere between Friday and today. Amen.
Somebody is asleep and breathing into the phone. We want to be kind. Just mute yourself, if you would. God bless you. Go ahead, Ambassador Stern.
That's all right. The line is open to you. Is it anyone that has a praise report this morning? You're on the line.
Good morning. God bless everyone on the prayer line this morning. God bless our leaders, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and God bless you, Dr. Stearns, Ambassador of Illinois. And I am praising God for everyone on the line this morning, thanking God for such a wonderful service on yesterday. You know, we missed service last week from being in there, but the people were excited to see me back yesterday, and I am thanking God that someone was excited to see me back, and they were yet saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am yet praising God for his many, many blessings and thanking God for such a wonderful weekend and wonderful week of prayer on last week and the convention. I am yet on high for the Lord. God is yet doing miracles. I was in counseling with a pastor and the wife that was saying they were ready to give up. They were about to give up. But at prayer, I tell you, they said, no, I think I'm ready to go on and see what the end is going to be. And I am just praising God, because people need encouragement. Sometimes we sit back and don't say anything, and the very thing that you don't say, someone needs to hear it. And I'm praising God this day, because you can encourage someone just by letting them know that your voice is being heard on the prayer line. Thank God for everyone on the prayer line this morning. God bless you.
God bless you, Ambassador Pfeiffer. I have that same bill. Amen. Came back, amen, on 10 plus in my own service. I have service on Wednesday night, and I say, no, I'm going to pray tonight. I say, I prayed all the way in Kansas City, so I'm going to come back and impart this anointing in this ministry. So God bless you. That's what God wants to hear, the zeal of what he's doing for us. Amen. Should there be another one with a praise report this morning?
This is Sister Gina from Kansas, and I just want to thank God for everything that he's done in my life. I want to thank God for wonderful services we had all day long yesterday. Yesterday morning, our pastor brought an awesome, awesome word to us. God bless you. He was preaching hard yesterday. I was like, I hope he doesn't fall. Because, I mean, it was just thick in there. And then on last night, we had another one-night revival with the international evangelist leader, Dr. Elijah Hankerson. With that amazing grace last night. And my God, we had two preaching men in that church on yesterday. And God for the service. I thank God for how he showed up in both services. And I'm asking you all to continue to pray my strength in the Lord.
God bless you, Deaconess Ambassador Elect. I just tell you, I know I can't say it all, but I'm going to say this much because you came on. Look like I just packed you up in my spirit, and you go with me everywhere I go. I see you all in the spirit. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Everywhere I turn, I see this great woman of God just a trailblazer, and that's what I like. Amen. That's what I went there for something, and I came back with more than enough. Everywhere I turn, I see you on one side, Lady Betty on the other side, Dr. Johnson at the front, and Dr. Amen, Mother Adelie Johnson all around me. So I can't go nowhere but straight to the Lord. God bless you. You're such a beautiful. And anyone that has never met, amen, Deaconess Gina Hodges, I tell you, you're missing out on a beautiful woman of God to know. And I thank God that I had a chance to meet you, and I know you as I'm passing through. God bless you all. Is there another praise report? You're on the line. Come on, saints. I know I and talk, but I'm encouraging you to come build up your praise in the Lord and see what the Lord bless you.
God bless you, Dr. Stern.
God bless you, my mother. Praise the Lord. I'm so happy. Amen. God bless you, Mother Johnson. You're on the line.
Dr. Johnson and Sister Betty and to all the people on the prayer line, this is Mother Johnson from Kansas City. I just praise and honor the Lord this morning because he's been so good to me. I enjoyed the convention, and the Lord let me go the whole of these 3 nights, and I enjoyed the Lord there. And also Sunday morning, I went back to church on Sunday yesterday, and last night we had a bandage come in and had a wonderful service of the Lord. And I said, I've been just going stretched out. But when I came home, I was very tired and laid down, and the Lord let me sleep all day long. I said, God, I just thank you. And woke me up on time this morning for the prayer. I praise and honor the Lord because he's good to me and keeping me alive and keeping me saved from sin and sanctified, feeling baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire, with love in my heart for you and everyone. And I tell you, God, give me love for the people, and I thank God for that. I'm asking you to pray for Mother Johnson, that God will always get the glory out of my life. God bless you. This is my prayer.
Praise the Lord for you, Mother Johnson, and I want you to know that I take out special time to pray for you, to pray for you. I call your name out to the Lord all during the day. I just needed to let you know that because we want you around a long time. We need Mother Johnson. God bless you on today and always. Is there another praise report? You're on the line.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you. Hello, Evangelist Gloria Ellington here in Creo, Lower Mont My landline is also out, and I don't usually talk on the cell phone, but I praise and I thank God. Truly, this is the day he has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. The funeral of my twins' mother was on Saturday, and God just blessed us in a miraculous way. We prayed for the children. She left behind 6 children, and the twins I had from birth until 6 years. And so we just prayed for the Parker family, and God is good all the time, and all
yes,
the time
yes.
God is good. And when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me.
God bless you, Evangelist Ellington. You certainly have a special assignment that God has placed in your hand, and we want you to know you're doing it well. God bless you. We're praying for you. What an honor for you to do what you do. Amen. And we don't take it lightly. When I go through my book of who we pray for, I often see your name in my book, and I stop to pray for you for what you're doing there, and we want you to know you're doing a great work, and continue to be encouraged in the Lord to know that your labor is not in vain. Anyone else with a praise report this morning? You're on the line. Anyone else? First Fruit, you're there? All right, Dr. Johnson, it's in your hand. I'm trying to wake them up.
All right, I know they've had a long weekend, all of them, amen, but we have to wake up and give God his just due. I want to just thank God for what he did in Amazing Grace over the weekend, and they're right, we had such a bumper service both night and day. We don't normally have service on Sunday night. I had a special Sunday night service, and Dr. Elijah Hankerson, who's over the evangelism of the Church of God in Christ, he spoke last night and did well. We were so pleased. God blessed him in a great way and blessed us. And on yesterday morning, we had a service, and the Lord really blessed and thanked God for what he did. Amen. I spoke on don't wait till the storm is over. Praise your way through. Amen. I may bring that this week sometime. Don't wait till your storm is over. Praise your way through. You know, you can praise your way to a miracle. Amen.
Hey.
Some of y'all need miracles. Amen. Don't wait till the storm is over. Don't wait till the enemy has completely annihilated everything. Praise your way through now. Amen. And you will come through. Don't wait till that pain goes from your head all the way down in your arms. Start praising
Amen.
Him before the devil can finish doing what he's doing. He will turn things around. Oh, my God. It will turn things
yep.
around. You can praise your way to a miracle in your body. Praise your way to a miracle in your finances. And praise your way to a miracle in your home. Miracle on your job. Praise your way to cousins get saved. Amen. I know they don't even look like they want to be saved. But you just keep praising God for them. And God can turn things around. Amen. God bless all of you. I want to
Dr. Johnson, please,
yes,
I just want to, I wasn't there, but I just want to share with you in the first prayer line that Dr. Stern, Gary Stern, preached on don't waste your storm. Oh, my God, so that don't waste your storm. Learn from your storm, and storms and hurricanes come in different categories, you know, and he took it from one all the way to the worst that we've heard of, was Hurricane Katrina. And he said, you may be there, but make your praise just as strong and intense as that. Oh, so I know that's God. Amen. Don't waste your storm and praise your way through a storm. So I thank God for that. All of these messages are really blessing the saints of God. I wasn't there, but I can imagine what God did. He did some damage with that message. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Dr.
Dobbs. We took praise up to a new level yesterday, and thank God for it. I do want to make the line available for every person who needs prayer today. Amen. We've got time for you. You've got the faith. God does have the power to heal you. There's nothing that he cannot heal. Every time he steps into the room, everything is subject to him. You know, he is the creator of all things. Amen. So why don't you trust him and make your request known. We will pray for you today. We got people on this line who can get a prayer through, and God will touch you. Amen. Just make it known right now. This is not a gossip line. This is a line where we take requests and go to God on target, asking him specifically for things that we want to ask him to do and that you need to be prayed for. You need God to do in your life. All right, the line is open to you. Anybody want to? Anyone want to take the prayer request? If so, I'll humbly submit and allow you to take the prayer request. If not, I'll do it. Amen. The line is open to you. Anyone?
Dr. Johnson, I'll take the prayer request this morning.
I'll start my week out
with praise and prayer. Praise the Lord. I've got to start my week out with this. This is the last day of the month of June. We have gone 6 months of the year already. We have split it in half, and I'm thanking God. Amen. I just made up in my mind whatever God is going to put in my hands to do, I'm going to do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. I got a different attitude and a different zeal. Not that it was bad, but it's going toward another direction. So we'll open up the prayer line early this morning so you could get your prayer requests in, that we have time for the Lord to minister through us to you. That's what it's all about. I truly believe, as I've been meditating, that the Lord has allowed Dr. Johnson to put the helpers and the ambassadors out. Amen. And we're supposed to, amen, spread the prayer over and bless you and encourage you and to lift you up in the name of Jesus. We know that the man of God had a full day on yesterday. Amen. Although we did too, but yet and still God would give us that extra strength to lift up his hands that you may be blessed. Amen. So is it anyone this morning that have a prayer request? If you could just make it brief, we want to be able to get in as much prayer this morning as we possibly can. Amen.
Anyone? God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Stearns, Ambassador. This is Dr. Pfeiffer, and I would like to put the bereaved on the prayer line today, on the prayer list. My son-in-law lost his mother while we were in the meeting on last week, and the funeral services today, and there were a couple of other people that were friends of ours that lost family members. So I would just like to put my son-in-law and my grandchildren, it's their other grandmother. God bless you.
All right.
They're in Waukegan. The service is in Waukegan.
All right. Do you know what church it is, Dr. Pfeiffer?
Jesus' Name.
Okay. Are you here in the area?
No, I'm not. I have
right.
other people coming from
Amen.
Out of the town to here.
Amen.
So I have
I'm
to
not
be
trying
here.
To hold
God
a conversation, but someone
yes.
told me you were
Praise
in the
God.
Area, but they had the wrong Pfeiffer because you, Dr. Ambassador Pfeiffer. Praise the Lord. Anyone?